Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, yes. The snappy and peppy music. 8:32, Christine and Salt, lighter side of the news. Salt, what you got?
Well, you can go to radio.com and you can see an interview with Gaten Matarazzo, and he's from Stranger Things, and he's talking about his band, and it's called Work in Progress. And it's kind of interesting because it made me look at some of the other bands that are from that show. Not the music being featured on the show, but cast members in the show are actually in legitimate bands.
Good bands doing good music.
Let's not call them good music bands.
I think Steve, long hair Steve, I think he has a good band.
Joe Keery, he does, he is in a band called Post Animal. And his band is actually ranked number two amongst the bands of Stranger Things. And the number one band comes from Finn Wolfhard of Stranger Things. He's in a band called Calpurnia.
Okay.
And it's just crazy.
I've seen Finn. He's just standing there looking all grunge, and then all of a sudden he opens his mouth to sing and you're blown away.
Yeah, it looks like one of those bands you'd see on like a Saturday morning cartoon or something like that, like California Dreams or something like that.
Stranger Things, I love it.
Exactly. I think they should all get together and form one big Stranger Things band. That would be really cool.
Who would be the front person?
Probably
11?
Yeah. Minnie Bobby Brown, totally.
She'd have to be.
Now, Nike is doing something pretty cool. They're starting a subscription service for parents. Now, what this is you can do one of three tiers. You can pay $20, $30, or $50 a month, and your kids, every other month, will get a brand new pair of shoes. Well, like new, I think.
I thought you were going to say a brand new subscription service for parents that they actually, for once, get something nice for themselves because they chuck all their money at their kids.
No, this is just so because your kids grow so fast and they're always in and out of shoes and you never know what they want. So this is actually to kind of
$20 a month gets you a new pair of Nike shoes for your kids.
Well, it depends on the tier of
shoe. Is it just the sole?
Yeah. You get laces. You get new laces.
You get new laces.
You get to spruce them up. It's like a facelift for your sneaks.
All right.
Pair of brothers in Ohio, they auctioned off an odd item for charity and it ended up netting them $1,000 for St. Jude's Hospital.
What's the odd item?
A pig. A hog, moreover.
No.
Yes, they
are. Please don't do piggy stories. No. You know I love pigs and I don't eat pig.
Oh, well, I do and I love them. They're delicious. It's a livestock auction. They thought they were going to get $1,000. They ended up getting $11,000.
I don't care.
And the pig went to help feed the needy.
The pig is no longer with us?
I don't know. They haven't been able to find the pig for comment.
Do not do pig stories in the lighter side unless it's a pig with a tutu living a happy life.
I can't promise that. All right, police in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
They have helped out a young married couple. The young married couple, they like to go to the Colorado State football games, and they used to ride their tandem bike there together.
Okay, how lovely.
It was a wedding gift, and it was stolen from them.
It was a bicycle built for two.
Yes, literally. And it was stolen from them, and it's a very conspicuous item, so when it was recovered by the police later, it was too damaged to return to them. But the police said, you know what, it's such a unique item. They went out and got it fixed and got them a brand new one.
It didn't have seats, but they rode them anyway.
And finally,
think about it.
And finally, that's a visual I didn't need.
Well, that's what you get for doing the pig story.
There is a video that is going around this morning and it surfaced and I put it up at 965 TIC Facebook page. What went wrong at your wedding? Because a lot of things can go wrong. Right?
Wow.
You know, stuff catches on fire. There's fights. And of course, the overall drunkenness that happens at the reception. Well, this is a video of a woman in Scotland who was caught feeding her son-in-law, who was just married. He's the groom. This is her son-in-law. She's just feeding him because he's so wasted. You got to see the video. And she's just like, she has this look of kind of like, oh, God, this is what my future is. This is my future son-in-law, and I'm just feeding him lobster.
She either loves him or she's going to use it for ransom for the rest of her daughter's marriage.
Absolutely. You can check out that story on 965TIC.
My father-in-law, when we got married, my parents paid for the wedding, but my father-in-law got up first to make the toast, which, you know, the first person to get up makes the toast. It sounds like they're the one who took care of the bill.
Yeah, exactly.
You should have seen my dad's face. Like, if you know those cartoon animals with the steam coming out of the ears? That was my dad. That was my dad.
Fantastic.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. That's all I got today.
Oh, perfect. So go check it out at 965TIC's Facebook page and, you know, share with as many people as you can. Mm-hmm.
Tell us what went wrong at your wedding.
965TIC.